This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Pakistan's Air Force attacked what it describes as a terrorist training camp today. The Pakistani jets struck a camp along Pakistan's border with Afghanistan. That's the region that U.S. officials consider a hiding place for militants with ties to al-Qaeda. It's also been a center of the hunt for Osama bin Laden, and it's an area where the U.S. and Pakistan have collaborated in numerous operations. Now, in today's raid, Pakistani officials say that as many as 50 people were killed. NPR's Philip Reeves covers South Asia, and he's on the line now from New Delhi. Philip, what have you learned about this raid?
Well, reports are quoting the Pakistani army, saying their jets and helicopters have pounded a suspected militant training camp. That's near a village about 15 miles from South Waziristan's main town of Wana. Now, this is at the heart of a wild and mountainous tribal area near the Afghan border. The assault's said to have lasted some 2 hours. Pakistani military and intelligence officials, most of them unnamed, are reported as saying that they've killed 50 militants, as you say, although one report says it may be as many as 80, and that they've destroyed the camp totally. One report, again citing the military, has said that that residents in the area are claiming that civilians have been killed. They weren't from the military, it's just one report saying that, are so far unconfirmed. What we do know is that there appears to have been a very large operation, possibly the biggest since the Pakistani military deployed tens of thousands of troops into the region earlier this year.
Although Pakistanis, if they're moving in from the air, it does raise the question of how they know how effective they've been and who exactly they've killed here.
Yes, it does raise that question. The Pakistani army has issued a statement saying it's confirmed reports of training activity which was being conducted by what it calls foreign elements. It describes these as Chechens and Uzbeks and a few Arabs. It says that they were trained terrorists, I'm using the army's words, who committed sabotage and terrorist acts inside Pakistan. What this refers to at this stage is unclear, but the army is saying that they're not thought to be linked to the Chechen-led hostage-taking at a school in southern Russia. A number of Central Asian and Arab militants are thought to be living in this part of Pakistan's tribal belt. Some of them came a long time ago to fight alongside the US-backed Afghan Mujahideen against the Soviets.
Well, how does today's raid fit in with the other operations that have taken place over the last few months and years in that same area?
Well, they've been conducting operations in this area on a fairly large scale since the spring. The media's been barred from the area, so reports of exactly what's going on have always been rather patchy. It was here in March, you'll recall, that they had a fierce standoff and bloody standoff that lasted for some days when they were surrounding a fortified compound containing militants. Pakistani officials claimed at the time, that they thought they'd cornered Osama bin Laden's number two, Dr. Ayman al-Zahri. So there were headlines around the world, but in fact it turned out that he wasn't there.
So we're just learning of this one operation. There may have been others. We don't necessarily know everything that's going on there, but looking at this one particular piece of information that we have, any significance to the timing of this strike today?
Well, it's not clear, but it should be said that this has emerged just a few days after a delegation of U.S. officials went to Islamabad, led by the U.S. State Department's counterterrorism coordinator, Kofa Black, and they were discussing in Islamabad security issues, which undoubtedly included the campaign against al-Qaeda. It may also be significant that the crackdowns come as the elections in neighboring Afghanistan kick off, a process that, of course, Taliban and al-Qaeda, who are highly active on the other side of the border, are seeking to disrupt.
We've been talking to NPR's Philip Reeves. He covers South Asia for NPR. He's in New Delhi, and he's been reporting for us on this Pakistani raid on the border with Afghanistan. Thanks, Philip.
You're welcome.